Chapter 3. Realities. Zeutonius. Priscilla carried his child? That bastard had claimed that which was mine. That fact burned like a rash by simply knowing that Gnaeus was enjoying the only love of my life. It was obvious now that Priscilla adored her new husband. They even appeared perfect together, which only made my marriage all the more sickening, if that were possible. My wife, Maria Crassa, niece of Marcus Crassus, had the wealth to see my appointment into the Senate, and eventually console to Mauritania. Fortunately for me, she shared no affection for Rome, but only for her father's villa, granted to us as a wedding gift. While Maria attended her villa outside the city, I resided in my townhouse in Rome, a very compatible arrangement. My time at the imperial palace was challenging, to say the least. Caligula was precarious, but our illustrious emperor seemed to take a liking to my advice. Before Caligula appointed me as consul to Mauritania, I overheard him fuming over Gnaeus's refusal to prosecute a fellow senator, Albinius Crater. I, too, disliked this fool, who had once attempted to dishonor my family's name, thus providing the perfect revenge which was mine to claim. I was straightforward in convincing Caligula to reconsider punishing Gnaeus for his arrogance in challenging the imperial opinions. How dare the Senate or this senator in any way refuse the emperor's judgments? By the time I had arrived as consul in Mauritania, I learned that Gnaeus had been immediately executed for his actions. Even if I had influenced Caligula's thoughts, I carried no guilt in the matter. However, I made certain that Priscilla never knew what I had orchestrated on my behalf. Priscilla. My beloved Priscilla, take care of our son. I will eternally send you my love. Gnaeus. How many times had I read Gnaeus's last words? I am beyond memorizing such simple words. As I read his letter to me and our son, I heard his beloved voice and felt him near. The letter arrived with the horrid news that Caligula had ordered my husband executed without any compassion, without any chance for me to hold him in my arms again, without him ever holding his son.